This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I wanted to do this now and let you know that there was a huge cross-sport set of rankings done, okay? And it ultimately, I think, was via a couple different spots, but it was like Yelp reviews, Google reviews, kind of like they did what Kayak does for airlines, but they sort of did this review scrape, as I understand it, right? So I saw this via one of these aggregator type dudes, right? So I forget who it was. I apologize. I wonder if that is annoying that people don't give you credit for. Anyway, point is I saw it and noticed it was interesting. All the stadiums, basketball, football stadiums, baseball stadiums, everything you got, they ranked 90 places to watch games, right? Nubs Field, of course, is a place where people go to watch games. Now Northwest Stadium, I guess, whatever it's called. But the place that I will never go, I have no intention of going. Again, I always offer this caveat. If I'm told I have to go for work, which I have been, I will go. I'm not going to make some sort of like court case out of it. But I'm not spending money. I'm not spending my time. I'm not going there voluntarily. It's just not a thing I'm interested in. So of all the different places, think about some of the stadiums where like people are actively leaving that are dilapidated, almost like to a point that it's purposeful. But also some of these rankings I thought was actually really, really surprising in terms of new stadiums that we think of as like state of the art. Like Allegiant Stadium didn't fare very well there in Vegas. Levi's Stadium, which only a handful of years old, right, in San Francisco. SoFi Stadium, the brand new state of the art, blah, 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 there in L.A.
That's interesting.
Didn't fare very well. And then some of the usual suspects that you would think didn't fare very well in this mega thing. Tropicana Field, the Trop. They're building a new place. It stinks. And again, they shouldn't have any games or any teams there in Tampa. But there are a handful of places that, you know, are old. It's their time has passed, but they're still kind of hanging on for whatever reason. So without further ado, I'll kind of give you the caveat here. You know what? I'll do a little drum roll. At the end of this drum roll, I'm going to tell you where Nubs Field ranked. And this surprised me, to be honest with you. I was a little surprised. Last. Now, it's their 90 places to watch sports, and this was 90th.
This was 90th.
If they had 100, it might have been 100th. If they went around the world, they might have finished even further down, but it's 90. So just to keep in mind, Lambeau 1, some of the usual suspects at the top. Lambeau 1, PNC Park, number 2, Camden Yards, number 3, Oracle Park, number 5, Fenway Park, Wrigley Field. Yes to all these, right? The Meccas, the not just new, but classic, beautiful architecture, views, sight lines, ease of getting in and out. Just beautiful. It's the fan experience. Nubs Field, last.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Frank. Miss you, buddy. Last. Initial reaction, Tubbs.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Honestly, it does sound about right. It's something that, it's kind of what I talked about where Nats Park and Camden Yards a little bit, just a different example. If they were flipped, right? If Baltimore had Nats Park and out here we had Camden Yards, I would never go up to Baltimore for a game, right? If this stadium were anywhere else and housed any other team other than the football team I watch and cheer for, never. Never. Like, I'm not taking a trip. I've been to Soldier Field. I didn't think it was great. Been to Lambeau. That's incredible. Been to a couple different stadiums. Lucas Oil in Indy. That's great. I'm never going on the road to say, that's the one. The only reason I go to this stadium is because the football team I care about plays there. There is no reason else to go there. Never on the road, nothing.
Nats Park, for the record, a place that I kind of, I don't think I bash it, but that I've kind of raised my hand a couple times to be like, by the way, it's not that nice. And it's not. They need maintenance, and they've kind of been raising their hand the same way, going, hey, DC, whenever you get a chance, I know you're busy with Ted and football team and stuff, but there's some rust here. We got to fix some of the signage, and I think they've done a refurbishment, and we won't be able to go to the media day that's this coming week for kind of the unveiling, but I think they've done some work to their credit. But still, it's not Camden Yards. It's not PNC. It's not one of these new incredible diamonds. But Nats Park ranks 32nd overall, which I would say is pretty damn good for a kind of no-frills, not that much personality type stadium. 32nd overall is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, top half for a bare bones
top
ballpark.
Third, really, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing special. It's one of those things, like I went to Comerica in Detroit, kind of same thing. It's like, it's a good ballpark, does the job, nothing that I'm going to complain about too much, but it's also really not that special. But top third, like you said, you'll take that.
I would certainly take that. Again, without any sort of over-the-top sort of sight lines, you can't see the Capitol, there's nothing
really
DC about it.
What's memorable
about
Nats Park? And you're like, it takes you a second.
Yeah, like the walk down Half Street's nice. Okay, like that's.
But
that's,
it's not DC anymore. Like
right,
when,
it's not
when it was something where you could see the Capitol Dome, mm-hmm. it was a little bit different. I understand. I love Half Street.
Yeah, it's
I
parking
love
garages,
all that stuff.
Cranes, and a few apartment buildings,
yeah,
now, condos and stuff.
Just kind of what happens, but yeah, sure. Just lacking a little charm.
Capitol One Arena 70th, which sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right
at this stage. So what was interesting, by the way, is down there at the bottom, several of the places are on the new side. Houston Texans, Darius, I'll call you in here. How new is NRG Stadium? It's within the last decade plus, right?
NRG Stadium was built in 2002.
So it's that old? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, right? It opened when the team arrived.
Okay, gotcha.
In the early 2000s.
All right, so a couple spots there that aren't particularly nice. But it's 90th. And listen, we've done it all. I know what you're probably thinking. This is just another chance for the curmudgeonly jerk that doesn't go anyway to beat up a stadium and make himself feel good. That's not what I'm doing. This came out. This is review scraping from Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, Facebook. So here's my question. We haven't really talked that much about this. We've been busy with the offseason, which seems like it's kind of slowed down here. If something happens, we'll tell you about it. But we've kind of gone through that first initial wave, the feeding frenzy, free agency, and everybody sort of seems to be focused on draft and draft prospects, Tobes. We're moving towards that phase of it. There'll be supplemental free agency as well to kind of fill some of the needs that aren't there in the draft. But we can kind of now, the season went so long, thankfully, great, NFC title game, yes please, sign me up again, sight unseen. There wasn't much like take a breath, year in review from a fan perspective. We've been doing, very refreshing, football stuff, rightfully so, but from a fan perspective, first full year really of the Harris ownership group being in charge and control. Their personnel now starting to make their way, like the old guard, a lot of the PR folks, and not PR folks, but the high-level business folks are now moving on. They've got their own person in there. Jason Wright, part of the old, is now going to be moving on at the end of his contract. There's a new person in. There's just a new wave of, as you would think, folks that this ownership group chose. So in their first year, I ask you, and Darius, I want your view as well. You guys went to games. I, of course, don't. Whether it's I'm busy or I don't want to, it's not important. I'm not making this about myself here. They won, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the thing that people are going to care the most about, rightfully so. That's why we're kind of here doing this. But if you can separate that, going to the game, the tangible, controllable things, right? Because sometimes, Zach Ertz doesn't catch the pass in the back of the end zone for a touchdown in overtime against Atlanta, and or the kicker makes the field goal and you go home sad.
Sure.
Right? Separate the football part, the on-field, which a lot of people can't do. Separating the football part, the controllables, getting in, getting out, refreshments, lines, bathrooms, in-game entertainment, sound, the whole experience you guys have been over the years, and you went this year, was it better?
I'll say this. My thing when I go to a stadium is I don't really need a lot. I really don't. I know a lot of people want all the bells and whistles, the little frills and gimmicks. I don't care. Can I see the field? Can I see the court? Can I see what's going on clearly? And do I have a comfortable enough space? Like, there are certain spots in certain arenas that I don't love to go because it feels a little cramped. I don't love that, right? Do I have an appropriate amount of space? Am I able to enjoy myself? Do I have easy in and out? That's the stuff I care about. Now,
When you say easy in and out, what do you mean? You mean traffic wise, or do you mean like get
a little bit of both?
Bottleneck it to get in, ticket wise, or what?
Okay. A little bit of both. For example, you know, when I was in Milwaukee, we went to Pfizer Forum, which ranks 53rd on this list, which I would think would be higher. Nice new arena. But there's a specific entrance that we would always go into that was a side entrance, and we were going for a replica ring night after they'd won the championship, and the line wrapped all the way around. And my cousin, I got one because I was working in radio at the time, and they kindly sent one over for us to promote. He didn't get one because it was a long line, something stupid. Like, that sucks, right? Like, there was another usual entrance that didn't have lines, but usually that's good. When it comes to FedEx, like, I thought the ease of entrance wasn't bad, or excuse me, Northwest Stadium. I thought the ease of entrance wasn't bad. I went to two games over this year, the Browns game and the Falcons game. Didn't have a problem getting into the stadium. Getting out of the parking lot is a huge problem. Huge problem. Like, if you want to go back out and tailgate again, you might as well, because you're not moving. I remember I got out of there after the Falcons game, and I think I sat there for at least an hour before I moved. So it's not great in that sense. But they were winning football games. They just clinched a playoff spot. I didn't necessarily care about that.
Yeah, everyone's happy waiting.
But if it's something where they had lost, yeah, it's going to be a problem there. I would say the main thing for me, Danny, that I ask out of a stadium, regardless of where it is I want a good environment. And I think this year compared to what I went to last year, and that coincides with the winning, so maybe delves into the realm you're not trying to look for here, but when you go back to the Bills game I went to last year, and I think it was week 3, they lost 37-3. Josh Allen had a
field
day.
And it wasn't that close, yeah.
It wasn't close. It was a little bit rainy at times. And it was probably 50-60% Bills fans. And the environment was not that great. Like, it was cool to hear them sing their stupid Buffalo song. Do that in Buffalo, not here in D.C. But this year, going and seeing the common fan re-energized again added a little bit of juice so that, you know, the bare-bones stadium, which it really is, there's not lots of frills, there's not lots of endearing parts of it. It was fine, because I don't ask a lot. I just want the enjoyable experience of being with a fellow fan, watching a football game, cheering on our team, and I felt that again, which was nice to feel. I don't know how much of that is the team can't really do anything about that other than win on the football field and create an exciting environment, create an exciting team to cheer for, and they did that this year. So I think maybe some of that coming back. But in terms of just the stadium itself, kind of the same.
Okay. So if you had to pick between three categories, better, worse, the same, you'd probably say the same in terms of those logistics?
Yeah, I would say if we're going, I would almost just slightly above the same.
Okay.
Right? Like, if scale of 1 to 10, 5 the middle, 5.5, 6. Like, somewhere right there.
Darius, what about you?
So I'm going to kind of echo some of the same things that Toby says, just in terms of what you're looking for out of the experience. I also went to two games this year. I went to the week 2 home opener against the Giants, and then the week 5 game against the Browns. So those are my two games that I attended this year. Both
wins.
Both wins.
One a tight one, one a woodshed game.
Exactly. Right. And in terms of the experience at those games, obviously I had a great time because the team was winning. When you're talking about the stadium itself and the experience within the stadium, I'll say slightly better overall than my previous years of going there to FedEx Field. There are definitely some things that they've done to improve the stadium experience itself once you're in there. You know, some of those things like the quick checkout lines that they have now, where you go through the market and you basically pick up what you want, scan your card, and you go.
You don't have to miss a half a quarter.
Don't have to miss a bunch of time. Don't have to interact with a clerk or anything like that. Some of those things were definitely better experience-wise. Some of the upgrades to visually, such as the stadium boards and the ribbon boards and the audio, a lot of those things were definitely improved from years past. You could tell that they invested some money into some of those things to make the stadium experience better than they possibly than it's possibly been. I wish I could have attended one of the night games. I've heard with night games that the LED lighting is really cool, kind of similar to how we went to the Bengals game this year and the Eagles game. We got these cool light shows. They were able to show those things off once they got flexed into some night games later on in the year, so I didn't get to see any of that stuff. But I'll venture on the part of saying slightly better. Another point that Toby brought up was getting into the stadium itself, just like the scanning your tickets and getting in. Probably the most seamless experience has been in years, for sure. It's not, you're not standing in line outside of the stadium.
I think that's so important and underrated.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
So just real quick, Tobes, I'll take you back in. What I want, just we're thinking about what you want in the stadium, that experience. Obviously, like the team winning again, we're trying to separate those things. For me, whatever it is, I just want it to be thoughtfully done. In other words, what I can't stand is when this is sort of like, we're just going to do this instead of let's have the best possible plan. Because there's no perfect solution to anything. It's going to take a second to make sure people aren't carrying weapons into the stadium, wherever it is. It's going to take a second to scan your ticket. Or if you have multiple tickets. These things necessarily create bottlenecks and slowdowns. I just want it to be thoughtful. So in other words, let's say at Nats Park, let's say there weren't entrances down the left field side. Let's say there weren't entrances down your right field side, the home plate gate. It was just, you coming through center field. I go, well, that's not very thoughtful. That's not smartly done. That's dumb. Because they have it differently, you go, yeah, there might be some bottleneck for people coming off the Metro. But if you go around 100 yards around that parking garage, then you have a much shorter line getting into left center field. And you're walking right in basically to eat hot dogs and tater tots. And you could take your pick. And both are good. There's no wrong answer. You can go heads or tails. And you eat great. And it's fried. And it's really good. But so whatever it is, I want it to be thoughtful. I felt like for so many years at a lot of these venues, it wasn't thoughtful. You know what I mean? Like as long as it feels like you were concerned in any way about my experience. And that's why I stopped going to Nubs Field so many years ago. Like it was clear to me they didn't care that I was being screamed at by Cowboys fans, both by selling to three rows of Cowboys fans in front of them, behind me and in my row. And the whole thing was sort of like to your point, the after game traffic was the worst thing I've ever experienced when they had four offensive yards in a half. And I'm sitting there going, the indignity of all this sucks so much. There's where you need the parking attendant is now to direct the traffic. Where is the person to help me get out now? Not to get in there earlier just to collect my $50, but to leave after I've been kicked in the giblets for hours. Tag you back in.
Yeah, I think, you know, the parking situation is probably the big complaint I would have. Getting out is just a disaster. It takes so long. But to Darius's point, I got to go to the Falcons game, which got flexed into Sunday Night Football. And this is my thing. You talk about being thoughtful. Sometimes, even when a team sucks, you can get environment. Obviously, this year, the team was good. But think about when Kyle Finnegan was entering last year in the ninth inning to close out a game when the Nationals were looking for win number 50 in August.
Mm-hmm.
Lights go down, yeah. Red out. Regardless of there's 8,000 fans or 40,000 fans, you get cheers. Everybody's excited. Here comes Kyle Finnegan to close out the game. That's, you know, organically and kind of manufacturing a little energy in there. The fact that they invested in the LEDs was one of the coolest stadium experiences that I got to be a part of. I was there the first night that they did it at Lambeau Field, and it was cool. Or the first night where they turned the lights off and you had the lights off intros. And then the first night that they were doing this at FedEx or Northwest Stadium was really cool. Lights out, and I think either third quarter going into the fourth quarter, they did the same thing. Lights out, and you got people up on the screen. Terry McLaurin, Bobby Wagner get you fired up for the final quarter. Like that sort of stuff. Regardless, even if it were 30,000, 40,000 Atlanta fans, it was still going to get everybody cheering because at that moment, this is a cool atmosphere to be in. They did a good job of that this year, even finding a way. Obviously, a lot of burgundy and gold was back in the stands, but even if it wouldn't have been that way, I think some of the stuff they did was able to manufacture some of that energy they needed.
So I want to hear from you guys. 800-636-1067. If you went to games, especially if you've gone to games before and then you went back this year, obviously they won. It's going to be more fun when they win. You can go to a terrible stadium and watch a win and feel great about it. You can go to an awesome stadium, and it's not as much fun when the team that you want to win loses. I get that. But it's our Grant and Annie's poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Aside from wins and losses, please try to separate it. I know it's hard to. The logistics, stuff that we're talking about, getting in, getting out, food lines, prices, quality, restrooms, logistics. I mean, to me, a lot of this stuff that Darius was talking about, for example, with the LEDs and the sound, it's only noticeable when it's bad. Does that make sense? You want it to not sit like, why does it sound like the Charlie Brown adult? You know what I mean? If it sounds good, you don't even notice it. That's part of the background and part of the experience. But you notice it when it's bad. You notice when the rail breaks. You notice when the wastewater comes from a ceiling pipe. You notice when something is awry. When it's seamless, it's not a problem anymore. So I wonder, better, worse, or the same? Was your game day experience at Nubs Field better, worse, or the same? It's our poll of the day. It's our question to you guys at 800-636-1067.